Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to this episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I wanted to make sure that if you haven't listened to last week's episode, the top 40 Dallas interviews, I want to make sure you go back and listen to those interviews. We had some amazing individuals on, and it was almost like a hot seat, rapid fire type segment. I had about five guests on, did five interviews, and even we had the opportunity to interview Cosign KG once again, aka KG Graham. And he was the one who just did a documentary. He's the one who also just launched the app for the Cosign app, which allows you to get connected with them, finding out the cool things that they're doing as far as different events, as far as different write-ups, different articles, different stuff like that. So I'd encourage you to go back and check last week's episode. However, today I want to talk about playing the long game. And I specifically want to bring that to the forefront because I received a letter the other day from Sallie Mae talking about that I owe some student loan money. Yeah, I do owe student loans. I'm sorry, but I'm not. Anyway, when as I began to look at this paperwork and it said, John, your income-driven loan repayment, the process is incomplete. The form is incomplete. And I was like, well, how is it incomplete? Because I went online and I clicked the form to fill it out, print out the paperwork, but then never uploaded my documents, right? And I wanted to bring this to the forefront because thinking about student loans, we don't wake up overnight and say, I'm gonna pay off this, all of it at one time. We don't wake up in a week and say, let me knock it out. We don't do it in a month as well. So I want you to begin to now take that same analogy and plug it into your life as far as goals. Now we're in August, so you have this final quarter, right? August, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. We actually have 5 months, if you count this month of August, you have 5 months still to knock out what you desire to knock out in this year. So what is it that you can begin to work on in August to once you complete that, that will bring you a step closer to doing something that you desired as a goal to complete and knock out at the end of 2019? Because you still have 5 months, like I said. So what is that you can do in August? Maybe it's you can start the meal prep if, you know, being physically fit was one of your goals. And then next month in September, then you can start working out a little bit more. And then after that, boom, now you can get a trainer, whatever that looks like for you. Because the same thing with student loans is the same thing like the goals. It's playing the long game. And the way we simplify this process is by breaking up our goals into smaller increments. Just like when we watch football games and things like that, they have 100 yards for the field. However, every time a team gets a first down means they move up the field about 10 yards. And they're like, okay, well, now you get a whole nother chance to do it again. And then they get closer and closer and closer, and the closer they get, that increases their chance of scoring a touchdown. That's the same thing for you. The closer you get to knocking out a step of a goal, now you have more momentum. Then you knock out the first step. Now you have a head full of steam coming towards the second step. Knock that out. Okay, now you're working your way down the field, getting closer to the goal. So today I want you to go back to the drawing board. I want you to take out a piece of paper, and on one side I want you to write the goals that I have not completed in 2019, okay? And then after you write down those goals, then I want you to write on the right side of that paper, I want you to put a line down the middle, and on the right side of the paper, I want you to write down two steps that you can just take to get closer to each one of those goals. If it was reading more, one step could be setting aside 10 minutes a day to read. If it was reading more, one step could be getting a book in my hand, finding an article that I like, finding a blog that resonates with me. And then this way, now we began to create a culture around the goal. And by us focusing our energy on the goal, focusing our energy on that particular task, then we began to knock it out. Friends, TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Knock those goals out. Let's make this progress. Let's get it done. Because 2020 is right around the corner. I'm not going to say new year, new me, but we'll see what's to come. Talk to you later, my friends.